Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? You've stepped into the abyss on a Tuesday night.
And starring the mad prophet of the airwaves, Howard Zeman.
Ruddy died today. Edward George Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel. The ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off. And starring the man.
And yeah, that was the wrong damn clip.
Bitch.
It was a phone call.
Oddly enough, it sounds like the made-for-TV movie that's coming out about this podcast. It's only you flip it around with "Turn off your laptop now."
Turn off your laptop. Turn it off. God damn it!
In the middle of this stream, turn it off.
Just as I'm talking right now, you sons of bitches, turn this shit off.
Because and people are no, don't no, stop.
Yeah. So anyway, this week, if you haven't guessed, we are basically just pissed. Why? Because things are in the dumper. My life personally kind of sucks. Preston, yeah, I don't know what the hell's wrong with him, but there's something wrong with him too. We don't have.
There always is, and you know it sucks right now. I'll tell you, trying to find a job sucks, but everyone knows that.
That's right. I've got all kinds of things going on with me, and as you can tell, we have no B this week. Last week, we had Scott on. We had Scott on to try to be nice and do a good Oscar show because why? Because he loves the movies. And what happens? Complete, utter chaos and bullshit. So this week, let me tell you something.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-built and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Yeah!
Eric's father in a lovely career. Did your dad television? Or he did newscasting, right? Or
yeah, my dad actually did broadcasting for probably about 15 years, and he was a
weatherman
at first, and then moved to weeknight anchor or weekend anchors, and then moved to mornings. And he basically had a meltdown on screen, pretty much like that, and told everybody to kiss his ass and go to hell. And he's mad.
That was awesome.
No, he didn't. My dad actually bowed out very gracefully, and not like I would, buddy. Whoa! And that movie, if you haven't guessed, is from the that clip is from the movie Network. And basically, yeah.
I can tell you a fact. I saw that movie first when I was probably about 11 or 12, and I remember actually being a little mad as hell at already 12 years old.
Well, that's what we're talking about this week. We are as mad as hell, and quite frankly, goddammit, we're not going to take it anymore. We have all kinds of stuff happening in the world today. We have just a complete and total just screw up left and right with the economy. Things are just bad. And
it's kind of scary when the only answer to help everybody with money and the debt situation is to make a bigger debt, and that's the only solution with the stimulus. It's scary. It's scary as shit.
Yeah, it's scary as all kinds of hell. But we're going to take every little bit here, and we're going to pick it apart, and we're going to tell you exactly what the hell's wrong with it. Why? Because, damn it, we're as mad as hell, and you should be too. And if you're not, after this show, you'll be mad that you gave us 45 minutes of your time.
Aren't they every week? Except for the half-hour shows, and they're just mad that they had a half-hour of our time.
And then when we do the hour shows, holy shit.
Oh, no, that's, I remember the last time that happened, but, well, yeah. They're pretty pissed. I don't know. They probably fall asleep in an hour, so.
Yeah.
But.
And if you're mad as hell and you don't want to take it anymore, then why are you listening? Actually, no, if you do want to call in and bitch and complain with us, please do so at 347-237-5266. We want to hear from you, and we probably won't, but that's okay.
If you want to get some hate off your shoulders, call in and complain about something.
Yeah, just call in and bitch. We want to hear it. Anyway, let's take a quick look at things here and run down with stuff. One thing that I'm extremely pissed off is the state of the movie industry.
Yeah.
It seems
you
like,
mean Last House on the Left remake isn't creative when they give away the twist right in the preview?
Exactly. On top of that, not only do you have that, but you have the atrocity that was Friday the 13th, the remake. Now, it seemed like a good idea, and it seemed like it was kind of going in the right direction where you have Jason, not this big lumbering idiot, but yet a very calculated, fast-moving, just-in-your-ass killer. But how does he get the mask? Well, how does he get the mask? If you haven't seen the movie, then close your ears. But he basically just picks it up and puts it on.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one thing really where, I mean, and again, for people that haven't seen the original, shame on you if you saw the remake and not the original, but if you haven't seen the original, cover yours anyway. The whole Jason's mother thing, I mean, you have to have some more true to that when, I mean, I know, but you think about all these kids that have seen it these days, they don't even know about the mother aspect. They just know that Jason wears a hockey mask and he hacks people. That's all. Yeah. And that's fine and dandy if you're a typical slasher, but, you know, giving some credit where credit is due, Friday the 13th had that whole mother on bend on revengeance for the corny teenagers aspect. So there was another moral babysitter at that time. But I don't know. I just, you know, it was exactly what it was, and unfortunately that's exactly what people didn't want, was it was a stereotypical slasher remake.
That's right. And the Last House on the Left, same kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a movie where I think, and actually, it was based on either Norwegian or Sweden, I can't remember, but it was based on a folk story. But yeah, have you seen the previews, they give away the whole thing that the killers wind up in the parents' house of the girl they murdered, and it's even toned down because in the original, sorry, cover yours if you haven't seen it, both girls die, and the parents notice a necklace they gave their daughter for her birthday at the end, and that's where just all the coolness breaks loose in this whole revenge story of the parents start torturing the killers. So they start killing them off one by one. So, I mean, that's all ruined when you tell the what little story there is right in the preview.
Yeah.
I just think that's horrible. And Wes Craven, that means pretty much all his big contributions with the exception of Wishmaster, although I'm sure Michael Bay is just plotting and biding his time until he does, but all the real Wes Craven contributions now with Freddy being in the works, after Nightmare on Elm Street, that's it. I mean, Wes Craven, that movie, Last House on the Left, was such a in-its-time thing. Crudely shot and everything else, it just seemed real. And, you know, I don't know. That's the way I felt about it. Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street, too, like we always, you know, talk about, well, what about the CGI Dreamworld? Well, Robert Englund says himself that the Dreamworld is begging for CGI because you could do so much with the Dreamworld in trippy situations. But at the same time, as our buddy Bruce has said, the claymation type stuff, the stop motion animation, that stuff just looks freaky as all heck when you see Freddy's mouth swallowing the girl from the legs going up, you know? But
yes. I mean, sure. Could you do it better?
Purist.
Could you do it better? Yeah, you can do it better. But should you do it better? Just like I told my son this weekend, all right? A little bastard decides he wants to eat this huge, massive hamburger, right? So,
right.
You know, unfortunately, my ex-wife and I are separated. and he spends the weekends with her. Now, he decides he wants to eat this big ham, and it's a record breaker. It's one of the ones that if you eat it, you get your face up on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
So he eats it. He gets his face up on the wall. And then he goes about and proceeds for the next 2 days to crap himself continuously.
That's a great analogy. I like that. If you can, is bigger not better? It's not better if you can't enjoy it as much. That's what I'm getting out of it. Or not crap yourself like we do when we see these new previews. Either way.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just like I told him. I said, now that you kind of understand the fact that just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
And with all due respect to the nerd and geek community that, you know, I often belong to online, George Lucas is majorly guilty of that.
Yeah, most definitely. Why? Why in the hell are you going to do that?
Why not make a new movie or a new story and not hold on to Star Wars? Well, I know why he does, because that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back and, I don't know, to go back and add CGI to every other scene and dynamic, ugh.
Do you know why he does that? Because of the money.
Money. Same reason why, and you know, I love Universal. I love Back to the Future, but the whole tacky release of three separate DVDs when you can still find the trilogy printed out some places for $29 or $30 maybe at most, and then you go and see the DVD separately sold for $20 a piece. As cool as the new packaging and the ride features they're trying to latch on with the fans, it's kind of tacky.
It's extremely tacky, but that's the only way that they would release the movie for the fans, the ride movie.
Oh, yeah.
Fans. That's the only way they would do it. And it sucks. But, hey, they make a little bit more money out of it, and if everybody buys it, buy it.
Go buy it, and then write in that you love it so much you wish it still existed.
Yeah.
Go complain to guest services.
Well, either that or everybody will buy it, and they'll make Back to the Future Part 4, or they'll make that long-awaited CGI movie that everybody wanted, or, you know, whatever. So,
or a little more acknowledgement in film history, at least.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it has its place. But yeah, it's the sort of redundancy thing. Can it be done? Yes. Should it be done? Probably not. But the money maker, the money...
Let's see. What
I don't know why Lucas just won't re-release a remastered version of Howard the Duck.
I know. He's selling out everything else. Why not Howard the Duck? I mean, come on.
By the time we joke about it, I'm sure it's in the works. But yeah.
I mean,
but, yeah.
Really, Howard the Duck? For God's sake, they released the Monster Squad on DVD.
Yeah. I mean, it took it long enough. You know what I actually found finally on DVD? Well, actually, my dad did. My dad and I had to look around a Virgin store in downtown Disney. Gosh, and I heard that's leaving. But believe it or not, it's the only place we could finally track down a copy of Warlock on DVD, the original Warlock. Best Buy.com didn't even have it. Netflix, no one. But Virgin somehow had it. So lots of cool stuff in that store. But, yeah.
Actually, pay attention to this. I just got sent a video. I just got sent a video here saying coming soon on widescreen DVD in 2009.
Bullshit, didn't I? It's all right, cuz.
God, is that utter crap or what?
Pretty sure that was a Billboard top 10 in Brazil.
That's Tim Robbins.
Let's connect Back to the Future with Howard the Duck with beautiful Leah Thomas.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, God, I think I'm going to punch my eyeball out.
And I can't think of his name. What's the principal from Ferris Bueller's name, the actor?
Oh, Rooney. I don't know.
Yeah. just all those crazy 80s actors in one film. But, widescreen, wow, I can finally see what we were so missing out on in the original release of Howard the Duck. It's going to be amazing to probably see a puppeteer's hand or a boom mic on the side.
Oh, what the hell? Okay. I have no clue what I'm doing tonight. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to bitch some more. So
yes.
Oh, and I've got some stuff to bitch about. I'm not going to make any friends here tonight. So,
I like you. I'm sure I will.
You may not, because I have something to say about you too, buddy. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Rachel from Behind the Thrills. We're back every single Thursday night at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio and Amusement Radio. Listen live, chat, and even call the show to chat with Eric, myself, or guests. If you miss us on Thursdays, catch us at BehindTheThrills.com, Podomatic, or iTunes, keywords Behind the Thrills. Get ready to ride.
Hey, what's going on, In the Loop fans? Clint Novak here with the rest of the In the Loop crew. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hello.
Oh, that was exciting. We're promoting In the Loop here, guys. Can we do a little more enthusiastically, please?
No!
Come listen to us every single Monday night at 7:30 live on Blog Talk Radio, or you can catch us at CoasterCrew.com.
That's right. Check out all the coaster news and more jackassery than you can shake a stick at.
And see who will be voted the douche of the week.
Douche! I just can't do it like that, Ken.
In more ways than one.
Say. Do you like action movies?
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Comedies?
Oh, knockers. Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Movies so bad that they're great.
You want to break every beautiful bone in your body.
Do you think Steven Seagal gets screwed out of an Oscar every year?
Nobody beats me in the kitchen.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to check out the Kick-Ass Movie Podcast.
Do it now.
A new movie every week from two college kids with way too much time on their hands.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Check them out online at kickassmoviepodcast.com or myspace.com/kickassmoviepodcast.
Are you ready for action?
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
Are you ready for romance?
You know, you may be the first attractive woman I've not wanted to sleep with in my entire life.
Are you ready for whore?
Alive, it's alive!
Are you ready for Pat McCabe? What? Then you're ready for the action-packed podcast that will scare you silly. You're ready to take a walk in the park. Join Pat McCabe every week as he shows you around the amusement world in his weekly podcast, A Walk in the Park Podcast. You can check out the podcast at www.awalkinthepark.podomatic.com. If you're ready to take a walk on the wild side, then you're ready for A Walk in the Park Podcast, hosted by Pat McCabe.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
This is the Central Theme Park and Attraction Podcast. This is where you get the information straight from the mouth of the creators of the parks and attractions you love to visit. Join a cast of extensive...
Every week, on an informative experience into the world of rides, attractions, and parks.
Pick up your season pass every Tuesday morning over at SeasonPassPodcast.com.
Or you can subscribe to us through iTunes. Keyword Season Pass.
SeasonPassPodcast.com.
More than ride.
Hi, this is Nick Hudson from Musical Talk, the UK's independent musical theatre podcast. If you're a fan of all things Broadway and West End, this is the show for you. We've had such guests as Alan Menken, William David Brown, Stephen Sondheim, Jerry Herman, Stephen Schwartz, Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, Tim Burton, Alan Rickman, Mark Shaiman, William Finn, George Stiles, Anthony Drew, Julian Fellowes, Summer Strannan, Jeff Marks, Jared Allison Jr., Stephanie J. Block, and Richard Thomas. The show features a varied team of presenters and contributors from all over the world, including writers, producers, lyricists, book writers, directors, actors, and singers. So check us out at www.musicaltalk.co.uk or just hit us up on iTunes at keyword musical talk. We'll see you on stage.
All right, we told you it would be a quick break.
Yeah. I love that beat. I really just...
It's got to be one of the most classic songs of all time.
Definitely. And underrated. You really don't hear the whole Godzilla thing much.
Yeah. Well, this is just a loop. We can go.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty much just...
Yeah. So what else is pissing us off? Let's see. What isn't pissing us off? Yeah, I'm kind of a short-tempered short fuse guy these days.
I've always been one.
Yeah? Well, I've always had a short fuse?
Yeah, afraid it's hereditary.
Yeah?
Yeah, high blood pressure, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it generally is. So, yeah. All kinds of cool stuff. But...
Oh!
And let's see if Blog Talk's going to be good to us tonight. Let's go to the 854. Hey, you're on the air. No, you're not. Yeah, you are. Figure it out. You know what? Blog Talk's being a douche tonight, so let's keep going here while I figure this out. So yeah, one thing that's really pissing me off is the state of theme parks, in particular Universal. I do love Universal. It's one of my favorite parks of all times. But right now, you know, I went this past weekend. Right now, damn park is just in shambles.
Oh, yeah, operations are in a mess.
Over at Islands, you have, like, three-quarters of the park closed. I mean, okay, I wouldn't say three-quarters, but you have a lot of the park closed. You have the whole Lost Continent being just ripped to shreds, which is wholly freaking depressing.
I heard there was a gas leak, actually. I heard a report from Orlando Sentinel that there was a gas leak in the Lost Continent area, but it was quickly and safely, thank God, solved. So, it was resolved.
Yeah. There is that.
But it just shows you, like, there's a lot of work being done. And, you know, it does seem like one-third or two-thirds of the park is gone when there's that much going on in a whole resort between the two parks.
Well, and then you turn to the economy, and the economy screwed things up, too, by, you know, taking a turn in the dumper. And now they have Twister only going seasonal. They have Jaws going seasonal. They have Fear Factory Live. Okay, so that's not such a bad thing.
But if it's not changing, it is, you know. Hopefully something's going to be going on or in the works, I'm sure. But, yeah. I would be surprised if that opened up for very long or if at all before they have to go for Bill and Ted anyway. So.
Yeah. I mean, they got it closed right now for because they're using that as a staging area for Mardi Gras. Yeah, that's what they got it going. They've got it as a staging area for Mardi Gras, and it's just really kind of sucking for everything else. And yeah, we do have an incoming call, so let's go to the 845. 845? Yeah. Hey, 8-5, you're on the air.
Hey, hello, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? What's your name, buddy?
Oh, what's up? My name is Eli.
Eli, what's happening, man?
Guy with a J.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense, but yeah, this is what I got to complain about.
Please do.
Alright.
What pisses you off, man?
What's up with all these kids wearing those stupid ass ties, neck, like scars on their neck? You know what I mean? You ever see those?
What are they?
Yeah, you know, like kids that
like a ranch tie, like when someone's got their shirt unbuttoned or something.
Like, you know, like hipsters, like people that wear like Urban Outfitters and stuff.
Not really.
I'm not a source for anything hip, so I don't.
Dude, if it has anything to do with fashion in the hip world, I don't see it. But, you know, fashion does piss me off too, man. These goddamn kids wearing – okay, first of all, you know what really pisses me off? The goddamn retro T-shirts, man. You know how many of those fucking things I threw away when I was a kid? I mean, shit. If I'd known that shit, I could have sold the bitches for, like, $59.99 at Hot Topic, whatever the hell it's called.
Not to mention, you got some kids from, you know, Hot Topic and such stores that buy them offline, too, and they don't even know what the hell they're wearing. I was like, oh, that's cool, Captain Planet. Captain what? Your shirt says Captain Planet.
Oh, I just bought it.
Yeah, I bought it because it looked cool. My friend had one, so.
Damn right.
It kind of pisses me off because, you know, I was a Planeteer for years.
You saying these kids wear, like, ties that make it look like they have scars and shit?
You know, like,
yeah,
like
just
kids, emo kids, they piss me off.
Emo kids piss me off, too. They all act all sad and shit. Yeah, it's dumb. Why don't you go off like a real fucking
person? They just want a lot of attention. You know what I mean? I know. I was friends with, like, one of them. They just want attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's a sad cry for help. And, I mean, you know, I don't hate on anybody, but it's horrible in the fact that a lot of these kids that dress like that and a cry for help, and, you know, cutting is a serious problem, and I hope anyone that actually does it does get help, but to joke about it is sick. And it's usually kids that have it good, like their parents are rich and well off, and yet life sucks for them. And,
it's the kids that come from broken homes that are sitting there trying to keep it together. They're not cutting themselves or anything else, but they're, let me tell you, man, they're one step away from cutting their fucking ear off and mailing it to their girlfriends. Let me tell you, dude, seriously, you little punks out there, listen to all these silly little bands that, you know, my life sucks even though I got $1 million. You know what? Kiss my ass.
And you know, all those bands,
they're
like boy bands.
Yeah.
And if they knew that those bands really quite often didn't write their own music or lyrics, they'd, you know, who knows what they'd do. Usually it's someone else writing those songs.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point, though.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thanks for calling in, Eli with a J. Appreciate it, buddy.
But, you know, going back to the parks for a second, or for who knows how long, but I understand that things need to be cut, but when you have whole attractions gone, and then it's not just that. If you ride The Simpsons or you do Terminator, you'll notice a lot of stuff is missing or just not bothered to be replaced or in effect. And it takes away from a lot what you really like about the park when a lot of little stuff is gone. Case in point, although it's not really a little effect, but the vortex, you know, Poseidon without the Fury is really nothing.
Yeah, the water vortex, it sucks. Listen, Universal, we know you listen every once in a while, even though you pretend like you're one of the cool kids and you don't. Put that shit back. Let's stop screwing around. Put it back. Fix it.
I mean, that's been gone for, what, 7 months now? Holy crap. Close to seven. It's been gone since, I think, November.
Yeah.
So holy crap. And then you have the fact that, you know, attractions are going to go down. And so besides the things that are down for cost-cutting reasons or maintenance reasons, you have the unpredictable factor. So what if I go and two rides are down for most of the day? That adds to the fact that I'm not going to get much done. And if I'm showing people for the first time who paid full admission, which I'll get to in a second, that ticks me off too, is not going to be there. At a certain point, you know, I know it'll never happen, but you almost feel like they should drop the admission a couple bucks when a lot of stuff is closed because you kind of feel gypped. I mean, it's, I understand it's a slower season and everyone's like, well, the water vortex is going to come back in the summer. Twister's going to come back in the summer. Well, a lot of people go maybe once or twice in their lifetime. They can't choose when they're going to go to the park, so it's kind of sad in a way. But, you know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's... And, you know, let's go on annual...
Let me point this out real quick. It's not just about, you know, it's not like they're losing money when it comes to a theme park and a big business, which is, you know, majorly, of course, a business. But at a certain point, it gets greedy because it's not about, oh, well, with this financial report, it appears we're losing money. It's not about that. Just like the Adventures Club, it's not about losing money. It's about not making enough as you want to, which at a certain point becomes greed.
And that's all it's about. And really, at the end of the day, greed really pisses me off. I mean, greed is what makes the world go around. Unfortunately, greed's what keeps people doing shit. And
there's almost like a, even though it's used as an extreme term, it's almost like when greed exceeds a certain level, it's just beyond all hope, which is why we have economic problems for a lot of reasons, you know.
Yeah. But let's see. Let's get back here to the internet. You know what really pisses me off about the internet? People that say, "Hey man, I'm gonna have an article up tomorrow," and the site sits empty for weeks upon weeks. I'm not mentioning any names. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
I am definitely guilty of this, and I may not be the only one. I could go into it, but it'll take more than an hour and a half or 2 hours worth of show.
I'm actually guilty of this myself, and unfortunately, my life is complete hell. You know, I'm just pissed off about life in general.
It's unfortunate when we have such a beautiful project and crap goes on.
Yeah, and life just kind of gets in the way. Life kind of just happens. This year, hopefully, is going to be better than the last. Hopefully, here I'm still looking forward to a good year. But
the end of February,
and it still hasn't gotten any better. Oh my dear God, help me! Guilt me now. Give me that sweet release that only death can bring. Oh, somebody got a word. Anyway. Yeah, things are pretty much sucking here at the Yates house. And, well, seriously, buzzing.
Huh? What?
You're buzzing.
I'm buzzing?
Yeah, there you go. Much better.
Okay.
Yeah, things are seriously sucking here at the Yates house, as they are in a lot of places. Don't mean to bring you guys down. But, hey, if we can get on it and keep going week after week with a crappy little mediocre at best podcast, then everybody else in the world can keep on going and keep moving. If there's hope for us, which Lord knows I look for hope somewhere, there's hope for everybody.
Hopefully when this stuff all settles out and financial things kind of settle down a bit, we're on the edge of some big, huge creative renaissance for movies and everything, one could hope.
Yeah, because they say that that's probably about the best thing for creativity is misery. And, you know.
We got nothing. Let's get creative. Come on, Steve Parks, give a little dough. I mean, we know there's ideas out there on the drawing boards from the creative teams every day. It's just a matter of the bean counters letting it happen.
Exactly. Turn Michael Roddy loose in Universal and let him go crazy. Let him do what he does best. Him and
let Michael Roddy and Mike Aiello loose. Let, you know, everybody on that beautiful creative team loose for Halloween Horror Nights.
Let Spears out of their
let Joe Rohde out of his Billy Joel pirate fiasco stance, and let him build another Everest, and let him have the budget he wants so the Yeti can work the way it should, and let him do everything.
Oh. Let's have the Yeti get out and actually molest children, goddamn.
Let's stop with the Disney losing money on projects other than Pirates that are based off theme park attractions. Because when it comes down to it, what makes a theme park attraction popular is not a movie being based off it per se, is just having a kick-ass attraction. Take that money you were going to spend on the movie and put it right into the Jungle Cruise and make it kick-ass with piranhas and crap.
Yeah, like real piranhas, and you actually feed a tourist. Or better yet, a whole Brazilian tour group. Hey, man, I'd pay a single game admission on that every day.
I would, too. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd pay to see that.
Double. But, you know, it's crazy. It really is. And you look at the fact that, you know, it's weird. Universal, I don't know how much time we have, but Universal, in a sense, actually has less today. Same with MGM. Has less today than it offered years ago, because when you take the soundstage tours out, when you take Nickelodeon out and have it as a separate ticket, although Blue Man is great, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. That's a separate admission, and the park is offering just a little bit less.
Well, Blog Talk is screwing with me. They're going, okay, you got 4 minutes. Now you got 5 minutes. Now you got 4 minutes.
You know what pisses me off? Blog Talk.
Blog Talk pisses me off, man. There's got to be a way that I can just broadcast this crap from my bathroom like I used to.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. And hey, speaking of that, happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Today is Fat Tuesday, and who better to celebrate Fat Tuesday with than the two fattest asses on the internet? What?
That's right.
Preston, why'd you write that down, man? That's not
I just wrote the part about Tuesday. I didn't know it was fat. Every Tuesday is fat for me. I'm waiting for Skinny Tuesday. What's going on?
Damn. You
know, I thought fasting, you know, I thought they said fattening, so I just kept eating. I don't know. Although I got to get back on the Wii Fit. It's doing me good. That and walking every night. Water. Woo. So I'm starting my New Year's resolution at the end of February. That's how I roll. It's the way the country is.
It's how you roll, huh?
Yeah. No pun intended. You seen the movie Hook? That's pretty much me. Not Dustin Hoffman, the black kid that rolled down the stairs. But but yeah, I think things, actually, you know, it's a lot of big things. You know, a lot of times little stuff pisses me off, but I think I'm getting better at that the more I deal with crap, hopefully. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'm just talking out my ass now.
We all.
Which is also something people would pay double admission for. But, yeah, I just hope things get better. I hope we're on the edge of some creative thing, and we don't have to see, you know, super CGI movies released, and maybe Disney will get back to 2D musicals, and those will make money, and we don't have to suffer through Pixar getting cocky with WALL-E, because that movie says.
Yeah. So, let's leave on a good note. And hopefully
you can always drink. No.
You can always drink. There's never a problem too big that alcohol won't solve or make worse.
If you're of age.
And even if not, you know, I know several people that do that. So.
That's true.
Not that I condone that, but anyway.
Bruce might.
That's the only way you can get laid. So, yeah, sing it, brother. Yeah. You know what? Screw it. Take us out, Louie. Till next week, y'all have a great week, and we'll see you when you step in the abyss.
No one blows it out their ass better than Louie on the trumpet.
Amen, brother. Amen.
This has been a production of AwesomeBadness.com. Copyright 2009. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at contact@awesomebadness.com. Are you ready, Daniel?